wrestling's authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
But the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around
Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amey, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello, and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amey, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
You know, I'm super excited to be here. You got the gray going on. Everything's looking great. I am like excited for this podcast today.
We have a fantastic conversation queued up with our good friend, Colin Mitchell. You're absolutely going to want to grab a notepad for this one and take some notes. This is an exciting time. By the way, if you're new to the Selling from the Heart podcast, welcome. You've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And you're absolutely right, Larry, that right now is such an exciting time. It's a critical time, too. You know, this is a time in this shifting marketplace. There's a lot of opportunity out there, but it's also a time for sales professionals to really have a heads up and be dialed in and the top of their A game. And one of the biggest areas right now is making sure we've set ourselves up in a way that we can quickly establish and sustain trust with all of our prospects and buyers.
Yeah, you know, in a really great way to do that is come hang out with us in Selling from the Heart Insiders Group, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Insiders Group is a community of like-hearted sales professionals. We gather every Friday at lunch, and we every second week hear from thought leaders. We get up close and personal. We don't just hear from them. We talk to them. And it's been so much fun hanging out. We're going to be hanging out this recording. This Friday, Dave Sanderson's going to be hanging out up close and personal with us. And we've got an incredible roster of thought leaders in sales and leadership and other areas that are really challenging us to up our game. And I love this community in between. We're masterminding. And if this sounds like something that would be helpful to you as you're looking to sharpen your skills and up your game, we'd love for you to join us. Actually, you can get a free pass to the next Up Close and Personal. All you need to do is go to sellingfromtheheart.net/free-pass, sellingfromtheheart.net/free-pass. Or if you want to just pull out your phone, text the word heart to 21,000. That's the word heart to 21,000. You'll get all kinds of resources along with that free pass. But Larry, this is an exciting time right now. And I want to say just a huge shout out to all of the folks that are in the trust building intensive that are working on applying the skills of trust to prospecting, to closing, to client management, all the three critical phases of the sales cycle. And it's important that we establish trust. And today's guest is going to give us a new and interesting perspective on how we can establish trust as sales professionals.
Oh, that's a great way to tee up our friend Colin. Daryl, you got it going on. You must have had your coffee and vitamins this morning.
But oh, you have no idea, Larry.
But let's welcome in Colin, and I'll introduce him. But I think you bring up a really critical thing when you start talking about trust and credibility. There's many different ways you can bring this up. By the way, welcome, Colin. We're gonna have a blast. I don't know where this is gonna go. Oh,
I don't know where it's gonna go, but it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun. But when we talk about trust and credibility, again, there's various ways that we can do this. But in the worlds that we live in today, we're gonna talk about something we haven't really spoken about on the Selling from the Heart podcast, and Colin's going to bring it to the forefront. I love and respect Colin. I've been on his podcast, gosh, 3 or 4 times. And sorry, this is the first time Colin Mitchell's been on ours. Our apology. Actually, I'll blame it on Daryl, but Colin Mitchell, welcome to Selling from the Heart.
Oh, guys, thanks for having me. I was enjoying the virtual amenities backstage. I was texting heart to 21,000.
We spare no expense, Colin. You spoil me too much.
Well, it's really exciting. I'm glad to have you here because you're an expert on personal branding. You're also an entrepreneur, you owned a business. I met you back years ago when you were crushing it as an entrepreneur. And this is a lot of fun. Your perspective is going to be incredibly valuable. But Colin, I have a question as we begin. And it's the question that every guest on the Selling from the Heart podcast answers. And that is, what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
Ooh, yes. Great question. You know, I'll be honest. I never used to know what this mean. And when the book first came out, I was like, what the heck does it mean to sell from the heart? Like, I sell things for commission. What are you talking about from the heart? And I was a little skeptical, I'll be honest. But I actually dove into the book and I've read it several times. And, you know, to sell from the heart really for me sums up like just selling as a person who I am, serving people best, the best way I can. And I used to compromise that a little bit and, you know, adjust that a little bit. But I believe I've evolved as a seller, as a sales leader, as an entrepreneur. And selling from the heart for me is really just showing up as I am, as, you know, a human being and not just a seller, and being myself in every interaction with my prospects, my customers, and my team.
God, this is good. And I'm so glad when you read the book, it actually was your aha moment. I'm so proud of you, Colin. But I y'all can tell this is where this thing's going to go real fast. But I want to play on this before we dive into the podcast, is because you use the word show up.
Mm.
And just through the lens of Colin for a moment, where do you think salespeople kind of go awry when they might say, hey, I'm showing up as who I am? Well, is that really who you are? Unpack that through the lens of Colin for a moment. When you say showing up as who you are, where are you going with this? I'm just curious.
Yeah. And I think in my own experience, and I think a lot of sellers probably experience this, is you can show up just to get the job done and check the box. Like, okay, did discovery call, next, right? And a lot of those relationships end up being very transactional, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how you're showing up, as a transaction, as a seller. You're treating your prospects as a transaction, right? And that's where you walk around with stinky commission breath that the whole sales floor can smell, you know?
Right.
And to show up as you are is to just be honest with people, be transparent with them, be authentic with them. Not everybody has to be a good fit, and that's okay. And really serving your customers at a level where you're guiding them and what's best for them. And that may not even be you as the best option.
I think that's really, really powerful. And one of the things I definitely want to say, Colin, is I've witnessed that in you. I've witnessed that transformation. The way you bring your authentic self to the table right now is extremely inspiring and really a good shift to the conversation we want to have today, which is about a creative way to build your personal brand. We've been talking a lot on the podcast and in our challenges about trust. Trust is the currency of sales. And as sales professionals and those who lead sales professionals, our brand, our impression that we put out to the world is really, really critical. And we've said that trust is the combination of two things: authentic relationship, but also meaningful value. And I think sometimes there's salespeople out there that go, I'm really good at building relationships, mm-hmm. but like, how can I communicate value outside of, you know, being in someone's office, giving a presentation or driving a discovery call or something like that? Like, how can I communicate value? I think there's some creative ways right now that salespeople can do that. And that's really what I'd like to think about together. You've found a really powerful way to communicate value and are seeing some salespeople do it. We share with us a little bit about what some salespeople are doing in terms of leveraging podcasts to communicate value.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question. And just to kind of touch on that personal branding piece, right? So I always used to laugh when people said you need to create your personal brand, right? Because, and I used to think like, oh, I need to create my personal brand. This is this, you know, message, platform, content that I put out there of how I want to be perceived. And it becomes a lot of work, right? Unless you're just really showing up authentically and sharing parts of yourself, which I had a hard time with. I have a mm-hmm. bit of a troubled path, right? I was raised by a single mom. You know, lots of things happened to me as a kid that never, you know, no kid should experience. And I had a hard time sharing a lot of that stuff. And it took a lot of courage and work and time where I could just, hey, this is who I am. And this is, you know, the path that's taken me, you know, to where I've gotten as a person, as a seller, as an entrepreneur, as a sales leader. And when I started to show up more authentically in my personal brand and the message and the content that I put out there, you know, it became less work. And, you know, mm-hmm. I started to build more authentic relationships with people on the platforms, off the platforms. And, you know, I have really found that podcasting is a great way for sellers to get started with this, because a lot of them aren't comfortable telling their story. They've never had a place to really have a voice or a platform to share their thoughts and their opinions or their experiences with folks, regardless of where they are in their sales journey. Maybe they're just mm-hmm. getting started. Maybe they've hit a wall. Maybe they have, you know, some experience. But podcasting is a great place to get started, to start to find your voice, to have a platform. And that doesn't necessarily mean starting a podcast on day one. Maybe it's just guesting on some shows and seeing what that feels like and getting more comfortable. You know, as sellers, we have to be marketers today, and we all are told that we have to create original content. And so from some people, that's really challenging, and a podcast can make that a little bit easier. You can use that as, you know, you can typically get a lot of content from a podcast episode. You can repurpose that in many ways. It can also be a creative driver for you to write more original content or blogs or whatever the case is. Podcasting is a great, comfortable place for sellers to get started.
Okay. So obviously you're speaking our language here, Colin, but I want to just, let's just think about this for a second through the lens of a salesperson for a moment. And we know that sales professionals out there, you know, they're listening to podcasts, they're mm-hmm. listening to audiobooks, they're getting better every single day. But speak to that salesperson who goes, you know, I listen to podcasts, I think I get what you're saying about this, but how is this going to help me? Right? What do I have to say? Right? What am I going to bring to the table? Walk us through that. What would you share with somebody?
Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable, right? Which is more the reason why you should do it.
yes.
I mean, that's the real answer. Like, it's not going to feel good. You're going to second, like, we all have that self-doubt, like, inside critic, like, surprise, you're a human. Everybody has it. You're not unique. Okay. Right. You know, and it's going to be uncomfortable at first. And, you know, let's take it to this. We're talking to sales folks, right? So think about it this way. If you made cold calls every day, if that's part of your job, and you never reviewed them, you never listened to the recordings, you would never get better at it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to suck at it at first. And over time of finding those little improvements of maybe I shouldn't say that, maybe I should have said that, I could have asked a better question there. All of those insights that you get, like replaying the game tape of your call block or your discovery calls or your presentations, you know, any part of the sales process, if you're not reviewing it, you're probably not open to getting better, right? And so same thing with podcasts. You know, you can go on a podcast and it's painful, but you got to listen to it and see where you could have, you know, maybe been a little bit more concise with your answer, where you could have maybe opened up a little bit more. We all have a voice, and, you know, it's not that uncommon for people to think like, oh, what am I going to say? But surprisingly enough, you'll hop on a podcast and 30 minutes will fly by and you actually realize, wow, I actually had a lot to say.
Well, I think sales professionals actually do have a lot to say. And you know, one of the things I love about being a sales professional is we're talking to different people all day long, right? We're talking to different clients, different prospects, and inside whatever industry that you're in as a sales professional, just that cross-pollination of all those conversations gives you something valuable and useful to say. You have a perspective that is useful to people. And that's one of the things I always want to remind salespeople of. And I believe, Colin, that there's probably some salespeople listening, I don't have anything to say on a podcast. And I would say for the most part, you're probably wrong. Like probably have a lot to say. And once you enter a conversation, and salespeople are conversationalists, a podcast is just a conversation. Once you enter a conversation, you're probably going to do really well, because that's what you do all day anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great point. I mean, you know, anything new you do as a seller is going to be a little scary at first, or it's going to be, but you know, if you really want to grow, that's where you want to lean into those things. You know, if you haven't taken on podcasting as, you know, something to invest in your personal brand, to have, you know, a voice to create content to, for whatever reasons, right? If you haven't done that yet, now's a great time to get started. and it'll be uncomfortable and you'll get better at it and you'll show up and then somebody else might invite you. And then it just kind of takes off from there. And then there's a little bit of a different way to look at it, right? Okay. Guesting is a comfortable place to get started, but we haven't talked about starting a podcast. And that's a little bit bigger of a leap, right? Because then it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to start a podcast? It's actually not that difficult. It may not be the best podcast in the world at first. I think if I remember correctly, this podcast started in like,
Stop it.
But, I mean, you can just get started. You don't have to have it all figured out.
No, seriously.
Exactly. It was funny just to think back to those days.
It's getting a little uncomfortable.
You know what? The first
Hey, Jar, you can press the stop button on this anytime.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Colin.
This is where you should go back and listen to episode one.
You know, we'll have to dust that off and pull it out of the archives. What was fun about that?
It's locked under the vault, Colin.
A little transparency. I mean, all the way back 5 or 6 years ago when we started doing this, Larry said, you know, we should do a podcast. And me being the marketing expert said, that's a ridiculous idea. There's no way anybody's going to listen to two sales guys on a podcast. And boy, was I wrong. And so we got started. We were actually speaking at a conference. We were working at a conference at the Bellagio. So literally we said, we're going to take action. We sat in front of a laptop in a room at the Bellagio and recorded the first podcast. We've learned a few things since then about how to do it effectively. But you know what? We got started. Done is better than perfect to get off the blocks.
That's the key, is just getting started, right? All the excuses that you tell yourself of why I have nothing to say, who's going to listen, all of those things, like just turn those off and just get started. And there's so many benefits. I told you guys, you know, before we got started, I'm one of those crazies that thinks like every seller should have a podcast. And there might be some people that are like, oh, we don't need a bunch of talking heads or whatever the case is. But there's so many benefits for you as an individual, as a seller, for starting a podcast. Like, it doesn't even matter if nobody listens, right? And that sounds a little crazy. Like, why would you start a podcast if nobody's going to listen? Well, you need to create content. Podcast gives you more content than you probably even have the time to post.
That's right.
You need to build relationships with people in your role. It's a great way to open doors.
Unbelievable.
And then everybody tells sellers, hey, get to know your prospects, know your ICP, read their books, go to their networking events, do all of these things to get to know your prospects. Well, it's a lot easier to just sit at your desk and turn on the camera and ask them any question that you want. And the benefit there is all of that knowledge that you obtain in those conversations, AKA the podcast, goes with you in all other future sales conversations. And you have these people's attention. You can ask them any question you want.
Oh, this is so good, guys. And I'm glad, Colin, thanks for bringing it up, because I'm so glad you went down the prospecting route for just a moment. This is where I think this takes prospecting to another level. Is let's just think together for a moment, right? If you're that forward-thinking sales professional who's going to start their own podcast or guest appear on podcasts, think about how you could repurpose these podcasts and use these as prospecting openers in conversations with people.
Yeah. And
it's huge.
It's huge. I mean, if you're good at prospecting, let's say you reach out to 100 people, maybe 20 say, hey, I'd love to talk to you. Maybe that's pushing it.
That's being really generous, Colin. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, maybe if you're giving away salespeople gold bars or something like that.
Maybe if you're bribing them with gift cards. I mean, I've seen it all.
Sure.
Okay, so let's be generous. Let's say 20%. Well, if you reach out to those same 100 people, it's the exact opposite. 80 would love to come on your podcast. And then you have 80 new relationships with the people that you need to build relationships with in your role. Now, you got to be careful, okay? Because the prospects can't feel like, oh, well, Larry only asked me on his podcast because he wants to sell me something, right?
No, that's Daryl.
You leave the dirty work to Daryl.
That's right. Hey, this is really powerful, though, because if you think about this, there's two ways to go about this. One, or it's probably more than two, but two come to mind. One is you could look at your ideal client profile and start a podcast where you, if your ideal client profile is, say, entrepreneurs in the XYZ industry, you could start XYZ industry success stories and interview your prospects and learn about, you know, how'd you start your business? What makes you tick, and really get to know them. The other way, and this has been really interesting because this is in essence a lot of what we do at Selling from the Heart, is we interview thought leaders in our industry. And by nature, when that happens, two things happen. First, you get associated with them, which is good. Be careful who you invite on your podcast, but you get associated with them, and you also get access to their network, because fans of XYZ guest are going to do that. You could do the same if you're in an industry or local market where you interview, you know, the movers and shakers or thought leaders in your industry and get access to their network. You could, and this is what's so powerful about this, is in the process of all of this, you're, by associating with those people and having these conversations, you're building your authority as a spokesperson at the same time.
Yeah. It's a great strategy, right? Is to think about who do your customers follow, and then invite those types of people on your show and associate with them and tap into their followers, their audience, associate with them. It's another great strategy where it's not as direct, right? Like, that's going to take a little bit more time, and a little bit more commitment to the podcast as a way of, you know, building maybe your own, you know, followers or, you know, potential, you know, clients. But it's definitely something that works. And see, the thing is, you don't have to be married to one or the other. You can implement both strategies as part of your podcast. It's not, you know, one or the other. You can have the occasional, you know, hey, here's a thought leader in my space, have them on. And then you can also have, hey, here's, you know, people who are potentially clients or partners or both, and have them on as well. But you got to be really careful, and really nailing the guest experience is what matters most. In both of those scenarios, and, you know, making the scheduling process easy, making the interview a good experience. I can't tell you how many people bomb the interview, and then that really does diminish the rapport and trust and credibility that may have been established up to that point.
And these are all things that can be learned. And by the way, Colin, how's your experience been?
Oh, I did.
Podcast.
Well, I was a little nervous for you guys when you said that you associate yourself with the people you have on your show. So I'm not sure how good associating yourself with me is going to be.
I know. Colin Mitchell.
It's a good point. It's a really good point.
You're losing followers the longer we talk here.
Quite the opposite.
No, but I love this conversation. And here's something I want to touch on in the time that we have left, because we've been really focusing in on sales professionals for a moment. And I want you to, let's just key in, Colin, just for a moment, speak to the sales leaders that are out there that are going, okay, you're telling, right? You're telling my sales people podcast. But let's flip this around for just a moment. And let's think about all the benefits that this brings back to the company and back to a sales leader. Just peel this back through the lens of a sales leader and say, hey, this is why I believe some of your forward thinking, high achieving salespeople may want to venture down this path.
Yeah. I'm going to pick on sales leaders for a minute, if you don't mind. So now, just all jokes aside, if you're a sales leader and you're like, you want my reps to podcast, right? Like, podcasting is not going to solve all of your prospecting problems, right? But if you're a half decent sales organization, you've got your target accounts, right? And your target accounts are a great list of accounts or contacts to test this with, because those are typically larger accounts that, you know, mean more for bottom line revenue. And they're typically relationships that take longer to nurture, and inviting them on the show as a way to sort of add value, right? Because everybody's telling their team, you know, hey, you need to add value. And adding value is not, you know, sending them a LinkedIn DM with an ebook or a white paper that they never asked for.
Thinking about you and thought I'd send you this marketing piece.
Yeah. I thought you would find this insightful. Let me know your thoughts.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't wait to read this.
Don't make me throw up. tell me a better way to add value. Like literally invite those people in those target accounts on the show and collaborate with them, create content with them, lift them up, give them something to share that elevates them as a thought leader in their space.
Yes.
Right. Like, tell me a better way to add value. And the key is you actually sell more without selling. So the key there is you're not selling them after, you know, people are genuinely curious. You know, they may ask you after the podcast to tell you, I mean, if you've been asking them a bunch of questions and they've had a good experience, a lot of times you stop recording and they want to know more about you and what you do and how you help people. And that just naturally happens without forcing it or even trying to sell them anything.
That's so funny. I literally had that conversation with a guest on the Revenue Growth Podcast earlier today. And I think that'll turn into a business partnership. And I did not know him before the podcast. It's a great way to have, you know, we talk about having the digital cup of coffee, right? Where you sit down and get to know someone. What I love about the podcast format is there's no pressure on this. There's no selling in a podcast. This is a discussion of a couple minds coming together and, you know, unpacking some ideas and collaborating. And to me, this is really non-threatening in the best of ways in terms of relationship development.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
And just to go back to like this, speak to the sales leader, right? That are like really on the fence about this. Well, you can make it interesting. You can make it a bit of a contest. Like, hey, you know, whoever hits quota this quarter gets to contribute episodes to the company podcast and bring a prospect on or somebody from the target list. You know, you can make it interesting. Or you can just give them the tools, the support, the tools and the resources to just, you know, sort of do it on their own. I see a lot of sellers just doing it on their own without company support, and it still works extremely well. I mean, one of our clients is a enterprise AE at Zoom, and, you know, she uses the podcast to create content that, it, you know, helps with her personal brand, and she builds relationships on there, and some of them end up being clients.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Colin, what a great conversation. I know there are some people knowing now the expertise you bring to the table as a podcast guru of gurus. it's been fantastic. And by the way, everybody, Colin has helped the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your advice has been extremely helpful and continues to be helpful as we get more proficient at leveraging this medium to help as many people as possible. But Colin, what would be a great way for people to get a hold of you and maybe learn some more about this concept of starting a podcast?
Yeah, the best place to get started is we have an absolutely free podcast community with tons of sellers and other revenue humans in there. You go to salescast.community. You can join for free with a bunch of people that are embracing guesting or starting their show or crazy enough to try to do both.
Awesome.
This is so good. I knew this would be a great discussion, Daryl. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Very provocative and interesting. Colin, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And thanks for continuing to cheer us on here at Selling from the Heart.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome.
Oh, man, that was salescast.community.
Salescast.community. I think that for our high performance sales professionals, what we've talked about today, I know we've probably opened Pandora's box of questions and, you know, how would I go about doing it? But if you just put pause on that for a second, knowing that there are resources like salescast.community to answer those questions, and just think, what could it mean if you had a format where you could invite your best prospects, your clients and thought leaders into conversations? The upside of this is massive, and it's also unique. I think there's a lot of power in the concepts we've been talking about here today, Larry.
I think one of the things that just came to mind is this is it's a modern way of looking at things, but it's a really easy way of engaging somebody in a conversation that just naturally moves to a next step. And what I really love about what Colin had said on the podcast, Daryl, was this is like, it's almost selling without selling.
Exactly. which is brilliant, really brilliant. So we encourage you to go to salescast.community. Special thank you to the Selling from the Heart Insiders Group. We would love for you to come join us for the next up close and personal. Go to sellingfromtheheart.net/free-pass. See who's going to be on the roster coming up here in the next few months. We got some exciting ones ahead. And come join us, hang out with some like-hearted sales professionals. A huge thank you to everybody who is liking, subscribing, sharing the podcast, whatever platform you listen on. We don't want you to miss an episode. And a special thanks to everybody at the end of this episode who leaves us a review. This helps us spread the word. And Larry, Selling from the Heart is a movement of authenticity in the sales profession.
And it's growing every single day, Daryl. So we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for leaving us reviews. And hey, real quick, Daryl, let them know where on the website they can go and just share some feedback. It's sellingfromtheheart.net/feedback.
How about that, Larry? Pretty simple. We'd love to hear from you about what you'd like to see on the podcast. And until next time, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value. Have a voice with a podcast. And most of all, sell from the heart.